9565. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
And good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3. Also on Sunday for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Church program, Radio Church, 9 to noon. And streaming for this program, all programs streamed always. These programs, plus the hosts during the week and on the weekend, are on podcast 1360khnc.com. Today I'm going to cover a few things. Well, I have everything laid out, but we just never know which direction we're going to go. I don't either. As we get moving into the program, I'll have a thought. And sometimes I just have to run with it. But right now, with the Ukrainian crisis, as I had stated in previous programs, little by little, some of the EU nations are not really in step with America's plan to demonize Russia. And Biden, yesterday, he stated that he met with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz on Monday. And he wanted Scholz to completely take the American position concerning Russia's invasion of the supposed Russian invasion of the Ukraine. And Scholz is not... He's just not totally on board with Biden. At the same time, Biden wanted Germany to not purchase any of the Nord Stream 2 natural gas coming in from Russia. And Olaf didn't give him a yay or a nay. Olaf being political, Germany, without that fuel, without that gas coming in from Russia, their industry is really going to suffer. They need that fuel, not just to heat the homes of the German people, but to run industry. And you interfere with the fuel to in manufacturing, it's going to hurt their economy. So Biden said that Olaf Scholz is no Angela Merkel. Well, of course he's not. Angela Merkel was a total, for the most part, puppet of the United States of America. Now, Angela Merkel, as an individual, is a very interesting study. Now, I have, on previous programs over a year and a half, 2 years ago, presented something about Angela Merkel, which most of this audience may remember. There are probably member or there are probably listeners that did not hear what I had to say about Merkel. But I went ahead and took out my documentation, reread it just to make sure I have what I need to have to present to you as accurately as possible what is happening with Angela. Now, during World War II, at the end of the war, Adolf Hitler supposedly committed suicide with Eva von Braun, his girlfriend, mistress. Well, historical records from the CIA, our CIA, Vatican, Russian, German Stasi records show that Adolf Hitler did not commit suicide, but he was actually, through U-boat, went to Argentina, lived his life out, died, I think, in the 70s. And before he left, the Germans, this, what do you call it, the fertilization, in vitro, where they were able to freeze a sperm. I don't have the correct word, the terminology. They started with the, they were able to perfect freezing sperm and then artificially inseminating someone later on. Well, according to Stasi files and Russian intelligence, Adolf Hitler, his frozen sperm after he was gone, was, well, Eva von Braun had a younger sister, the youngest of the girls. Her name was Gretel. She was impregnated with Adolf Hitler's sperm. There was a Stasi doctor. He was a Mengele type. And he gave the Russians, he was imprisoned. They got the documentation. They were able to acquire documentation, his documentation, to prove that Hitler's sperm was used to impregnate, or to impregnate Gretel von Braun. And we're going to have to finish this in just a little bit. But the child that was born was Angela Merkel. And we'll continue that in just a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez.
Are you an expert in your field? Do you want to educate your fellow man? Or have you always just wanted to be on the radio? Here at 1360 KHNC, you can do just that by hosting your own radio show. Looking to grow your business or share your thoughts and opinions, or simply bragging to your friends that you have your own radio show. For more information, call us at 970-587-5003 or email us at contact@1360khnc.com.
Hey man, pass the bottle over and take a couple of hits off the My Kind CBD. Get your CBD by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the shopping button, man.
Silly Jamaican, there's no THC in this product. It's certified THC free. Just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click the shop.
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do driveways?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do patios?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do sidewalks?
We do it!
Get a hold of EnviroShapes Concrete at 303-775-7926 or EnviroShapes@gmail.com.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben? Come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean clear to Flagtown. Come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Cause we got a little convoy rocking through the night. Yeah, we got a little convoy. It's your beautiful sight. Come on and join our convoy. Ain't that gonna get in our way. We gonna roll this trucking convoy across the USA.
We got us a convoy in Canada, and it is a big one. Okay, now, you're asking, what if this story of Angela Merkel, with Angela Merkel being Adolf Hitler's daughter, what if this is correct? What does this have to do with the present world today? Well, I'll go on with the story. So anyhow, Angela is adopted by a Lutheran pastor and his wife. She's sent to the finest schools. Her birth and the truth of who the father is hidden. Adolf. Who hides it? The United States intelligence agencies. The Vatican and the German government. And there was an agreement with the Vatican that eventually there would be a German pope allowed to become the pope, a German bishop or cardinal that would become pope. And when this German would become pope, who was Francis, not Francis, what was his name? Anyhow, when this happened, when this occurred, Angela Merkel would come to power, Gregory. And sure enough, a German Nazi, he was a Nazi, served with Nazi in Nazi Germany as a German Catholic priest, he becomes Pope Gregory the 16th, and Angela Merkel comes to power. That was the agreement with the Vatican and Germany. Now, I've been talking about Vladimir Putin making Russia great. What was the purpose? Now, let's back up one step. Okay. Now we're going to go back to my old group of friends, the Pilgrim Society. Pilgrim Society, they put Winston Churchill in power, President Roosevelt, he's president, he's working with Pilgrims Society out of New York. You have Adolf Hitler and the German government, also the Kaiser family working with Pilgrim Society, all working together for the purpose of World War II. And did Pilgrim Society know about Angela Merkel? I believe so. Because Pilgrim Society, their hands are in everything. They're orchestrating from behind the scenes. So they knew about Adolf Hitler's daughter. Now, Hitler goes into Argentina. he and Ava, they have children because she's only in her 30s when they get to Argentina. They have children, according to CIA documentation. And I think Perón, what was his name out of Argentina, the very pro-socialist president, Eva was the name of his wife, Eva, I think it was. Anyhow, I want to fill in the details, but I have to be careful I don't get too into the details and don't get on with the whole point of my direction. So anyhow, she becomes the chancellor of Germany. She begins to make Germany great. Not only does she begin to make Germany great, but she becomes the head of the EU. And she has great power. Germany has great power, economic power, in Europe because of Angela Merkel. She basically... how would I phrase it? She is the instrument that was used by Pilgrim Society to make Germany great. Well, with Germany, remember in 2008, with the financial crisis that hit America and Europe? Remember the big German banks? Who do you think made great profit from American Federal Reserve in Germany? Was Angela part of that? Was this part of the plan to make Germany great? And also at the same time, Germany has a great military, American military base there in Germany. Germany's the stronghold of the American forces, intelligence, CIA operations. It was out of Germany that we ran the Vietnam War. So Angela, being used by Pilgrim Society, had a part to play. Do the German people, for the most part, are there... I don't believe the whole society knows who she is, but I do believe a great percentage of German, the old German people, they know who Angela is. Now, see, Angela has to keep the Nazi spirit in Germany alive. And it is alive. Why is that important? Because eventually, Germany, I think, is going to unite with Russia when Russia attacks Israel. And what better way to have an ally or a comrade come with you to war unless they are anti-Semitic, Nazi, thinking still. You remember, the Nazi Party is a religious movement. And they are, the thought is, they are Aryan. They are the supreme race. They still hold that philosophy, as the Chinese also have that philosophy, as do the Americans. To a great degree, we are the ruling nation of the world, and we want to hold that position. Now, does Angela Merkel, did she know who her father is? Yes. Does she know the purpose and the plan of Pilgrim Society in Europe, in Germany? Does she know the history of Pilgrim Society with Adolf? Does she know the history of Pilgrim Society with the Rothschilds? Of course she does. Why? Because she is part of that system, a globalist system. And it's not a matter of brilliance, intelligence, things like this. It's a matter of like dynasties. And there is a, I guess you would say with Hitler, with Adolf Hitler, there is a Rothschild. He's a quarter Jew. His grandfather was Solomon Rothschild. So there is lineage. And lineage is important in Europe. It's important in America. With the common man, it's not really that important to a degree. But with the elites of the world, lineage is everything. Now, I'm going to take you down a rabbit hole. Further down the rabbit hole. Down the rabbit hole, as they have found, the physicists, they have found that the men, Lewis Carroll, who wrote the Alice in Wonderland, he wrote that trying to explain that in, as a physicist, he understood that there is the physical dimension, but he realized that there is another dimension, and he did not know how to explain clearly, the only way he could explain clearly about another dimension is to write Alice in Wonderland. There is a dimension on the surface where Alice lived, but then as she went down a rabbit hole, she went into another dimension that was spiritually different. Well, this is what I'm talking about, lineage. The Rothschilds have a lineage. The lineage is not a godly lineage. It is a lineage that has been loyal to the dark side. And Adolf Hitler, with this lineage coming through Hitler's father, Alois, and through Adolf, the lineage is to, and the loyalty is to the dark side. Down the rabbit hole, it's like Martin Luther. He has lineage through the centuries from the time that he was born. His lineage was a godly inheritance, a godly lineage. I have a good friend who is his great, I think it's his grandfather, is Martin Luther. His lineage to his family has been a godly lineage. Well, there are also those in the world who have a lineage and the loyalty is to the dark side. So Angela, her lineage is to, and her plan is to serve the dark side. And who is it that she served and was loyal to? Pilgrim Society. Now, Angela, she is just now, Olaf Scholz has taken over and replaced Angela. So, in other words, her destiny has been fulfilled. And the plan to use Adolf Hitler's daughter has come to pass. And now Germany is going to go another direction. Just like with Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin, his lineage, I believe, is from Christian background to the Russian Orthodox Church. And this is why he has done everything possible to allow the Russian Orthodox Church to once again begin to be able to minister to the Russian people, to bring the Russian people who just 20 years ago were far from God, to bring them back to God, to give them a right to once again worship the God that is presented through the Greek or through the Russian Orthodox churches. And part of the war in Syria is Russia protecting the Russian Orthodox churches or the Orthodox churches in Syria. So this is why I present Angela Merkel. These people are loyal to the dark side. And others that I have discussed on this program, it's now I'm able to present to you that, yes, they also are loyal to the dark side. So we'll be back in just a few minutes, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, podcast 1360, KHNC.com, The Present Truth, with Rodriguez, Pop AM Radio.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360 KHNC,
where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
Hey, this is Mike Ramsey, Ramsey Auto Group, with Steve Pardue. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley is our new address. Phone number is 970-443-5654.
We specialize in used trucks and sport utility vehicles, but mainly trucks. We have extended our hours on Saturdays to 10 to 3 and Monday through Friday 9:30 to 5:30, serving the Greeley community and the surrounding areas, but we are really proud to call Greeley our home. 970-443-5654, 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. The one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hi, this is Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, Colorado. 970-616-3100. We take care of all of your home, auto, and business glass needs. Home glass repair, shower doors, mirrors, storefronts, window replacement. Come find us at 6310 West 10th Street in Greeley, Colorado. And don't forget your auto glass and heavy equipment. Again, Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, 970-616-3100.
Be careful when you're dealing with a conspiracy theorist. You may end up with a whole lot more truth than you're used to handling. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
A mile or so, 10, Roger, them hawks is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But they's a roadblock up on the Cloverleaf, and them bears is wall to wall. Yeah, them Smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, this here is the duck. We about to go a hunting bear.
'Cause we got a great big convoy, rocking through the night. Yeah, we got a great big convoy, ain't she a beautiful sight? Come on and join our convoy.
You want to give me a 10-9 on that Big Ben? Negatory, Big Ben. You're still too close. Yeah, them hawks are starting to close up.
Yes, there is a big convoy taking place in Canada. And, you know, you can support them from here. You don't have to be there. They have men that are ministers, Christian clergy, that are praying. This upsets the government like crazy because they're on the other side. So you can support them through your prayers. And the main prayer is that God's will be done with that movement up there. That God's will be done. Support them. Now going back to, you know, Angela Merkel. So, yes, I do believe she is very familiar with Pilgrim Society. I believe that her dad knew who Pilgrim Society was because they put him in power. And they gave him permission, and they worked it out with the Vatican, with the Italians, with the British, with the French, to allow him to escape death and the shame that would come through war crime prosecution, to live his life in Argentina, in the great German society down there. And there was a book, there was a movie, Gregory Peck, years ago, in the 70s, called The Boys of Brazil. The Boys of Brazil was about Adolf Hitler having children down there in South America. You think this is just a story? You think it's just a movie? Something to sell tickets? No, it wasn't. It was a fact. And the producers put this together, made the movie The Boys of Brazil. Why? There's a cosmic law. The children that serve the dark side have to tell the truth, have to present the truth, have to make the truth known to mankind, as bizarre as it may seem, so that because mankind has to make a decision to investigate, and through investigation, they can make their decision. We have free will. So they have to, because mankind has free will, the cosmic laws state they have to tell us the truth. And they have to make it clear. They don't have to tell us that, well, we're telling you this lie, and this is a lie, and we're letting you know it's a lie. No, we have to investigate. So anyhow, then going back to the article I began with before I got to Angela, so again, President Biden, or Joe Biden, was stating that Chancellor Olaf Scholz was no Angela Merkel. You're right, he's not. Merkel, Joe knows how Merkel fulfilled her role. Then Joe Biden states that British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, his behavior is kind of blustery. He's not English. Why would he use this type of wording? His behavior is blustery. So in other words, what's happening with Boris is going to be up for election here pretty quickly. Boris is trying to save his own hide. Boris, the English people are not too happy with him. So he's going to try to have to appease the British people. Then the other thing, too, is remember, Boris was having the parties there at 10, number 10 Downing, or number 10, I forget, where they have his Downing Street there, or what is that, number 10, in England. And they were having these parties while there was a lockdown for the rest of the English people. They couldn't gather, but Boris is having these extravagant parties. So he's kind of under the gun. So this is why Biden is saying his behavior is blustery. Then at the same time, on Monday, President Macron of France, he meets with Vladimir Putin, and they, in their dialogue, agree to try to work out a scenario where there can be an end, a compromise, some talk, dialogue about this matter of America's pushing the narrative that Russia is going to invade the Ukraine. And with Macron and Biden, they agreed to work this out diplomatically. Now, Biden is saying about Macron that Macron wants to be Charles de Gaulle, the great negotiator for France at the time of after World War II, Charles de Gaulle, because he was a great negotiator. No, Charles de Gaulle was also a puppet being directed by Pilgrim Society out of England and Pilgrim Society out of New York City. Charles de Gaulle was not a great politician. So Biden is losing friends. He's losing support. And I wanted to go back to Angela Merkel just briefly. Okay. She has once again was instrumental, as you will see in the future, in once again reviving to a great degree Nazism in present-day Germany. You may not see it because they're good at hiding it, but no, there is, again, a great anti-Semitic spirit in Germany. And the religion of Nazism is alive and well, not only in Germany, but in the United States of America. When these priests in powerful positions in Germany were brought into America through Operation Paperclip, and they were priests, they served not only Adolf Hitler, but they served the religion of Adolf Hitler, the other side, the not God side of Germany. They came to America. They are here, and they are still not on God's side. We'll be right back. The Present Truth.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
With costs of everything skyrocketing, including the cost of homes, cars, and education, making the need for more life insurance a necessity. Whether you're looking to purchase for the first time, or you simply need to add to what you already have, I can help you. I'm Joey JaQuint with Northwestern Mutual, and we offer the best insurance plans in the country. U.S. News and World Reports just ranked us the best insurance company in the United States in 2022. From low-cost term insurance for those just starting out that started on $25 per month to our popular blended insurance that will actually pay you money at the end of the policy. You heard me right, an insurance policy that will actually pay you out if you don't use it. Why us? Because Northwestern Mutual is the best. We have plans where if you are just starting out, you can go with one of our low-cost term plans, and as you grow financially, we can switch you into a blended plan 5 or 10 years down the road as well to increase amounts and keep up with inflation. To find out more, call me, Joey JaQuint, at 602-909-9048.
This is Carter, bail agent at ASAP Bail Bonds. We now have a radio show. Tune in every Sunday at 2 to 3 to learn the truth about bail. Feel free to give us a call anytime for free bail information, 970-378-7878. We want you to know the truth about the rise in crime. Tune in every Sunday at 2.
NextGen Windows and Doors of Fort Collins provides superior window and door replacement to Northern Colorado homeowners for over 20 years. NextGen was just voted best in NOCO for window service companies and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Call now for a free in-home evaluation, 970-888-6588, or visit them online at nextgenwindowsanddoors.com. Mention KHNC when you call and get a 5% discount. Winter's here. Stop the drought.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small. And the ones that mother gives you don't do
size when she's 10 feet tall. And if you go chasing rabbits and you know you're going to fall, tell them a hookah smoking caterpillar has given you.
Alice in Wonderland, White Rabbit, Grace Slick. The rabbit hole I wanted to take you down today is this matter of those that go down the dark side and the leaders of the world who have gone down the dark side and they serve the societies that they swear allegiance to, that are serving the one who rules the dark side. Pilgrim Society is an example. Also Skull and Bones. Now in the Skull and Bones, I've talked to you before and told you that they acquired Geronimo's skull. And Geronimo's family, the Indian tribe, had gone to the Supreme Court to get Geronimo's skull back so they could bury him properly. And the Skull and Bones won the court case. They still have the skull of Geronimo. So down the dark side, Why is that important to them? Geronimo was a very strong Indian witch doctor. Very powerful. The Calvary documented that there had come times when they would come in and they knew exactly where Geronimo and the tribe were, and they'd come to capture them, they just disappear. Remember the movie, which you don't, Little Big Man, where, who was the actor? I should think about this before I go into it. Dustin Hoffman, he's playing Little Big Man, and he has a grandfather who's Indian. He's learned the Indian ways, and he's with the grandfather. The cavalry comes into a camp and starts killing the Indians in the camp. And Grandfather and Dustin Hoffman walk through the military slaughter, walk right through the cavalry, and walk out, cross the river, and they're free. In other words, they were made invisible. These type of stories in these movies come from real events, from things that really happen, that are documented, that can't be explained. Well, they wanted Geronimo's skull because he was such a powerful witch doctor. Not a witch doctor, an Indian witch doctor. And they believe that having something of Geronimo's, especially like his skull, gives them more power, which in the spiritual world it does. Now, what do they do with that skull? I also read you an article where there was an alarm set off in the Skull and Bones building there in the east. I forgot if it's at Yale. Where is that located? One of the firemen that went in, he went into the building. They had to. The people that were the caretakers of the Skull and Bones building stated, no, there's no fire, you don't need to come in. And the guy said, yes, regulations say I have to come in and inspect. He saw the skull of Geronimo there on display. So he saw it. It is there. What is it they do with that skull? Why is it important? It has been stated that they use the skull in their rituals to drink wine out of. Well, I don't believe they drink wine. as in grape juice wine. I believe they probably, it's used to drink blood out of. Because this is what the dark side and the one who rules the dark side requires, blood. So anyhow, going down the rabbit hole, this is the way it is down there. In that world, with these very powerful people, like presidents of the United States, I've talked about the Bushes, talked about the Clintons, talked about Barack Obama, and Joe Biden. Are they presidents that are loyal to the dark side? Well, the evidence has proven they are. The Clintons, I've read many articles on how the Clintons would go to Haiti for voodoo rituals, and how Hillary would go to California to meet with a group of witches. So the evidence is there, but trying to understand, what does this mean? What does it mean that Angela Merkel, just like her father, is loyal to the dark side? It means what I say it means. It's they have someone that they're loyal to, not just on this earth, but some invisible entity. We know him as the devil. And you are witnessing now more powerful people in the governments of the world that are loyal to the dark side. It's evident. It's just that our minds can't, it's hard to wrap our minds around what we're seeing. It's too bizarre. We'll be right back.
Due to the responses to our Ostrafarian CBD commercial, here's a message from Arnold.
I don't know what the big deal is. I just try to use a little accent and sell some CBD and people get all upset at me. I just want to sell CBD. Buy CBD now. Now, buy it now.
To buy or find My Kind CBD products, just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click on the shop.
How would you like to get a free IRS deduction, possibly saving hundreds of dollars on your taxes, and do something good? If you've got an old car, you can donate it to help veterans. It's a pain to try and sell a car yourself. So, pick up your phone and make a free call to Veteran Car Donations. They'll come and get your vehicle within a few days for free and give you a receipt to use for your tax refund. Of course, check with your accountant for details. Now is the perfect opportunity to help veterans and get rid of an old car. Veteran Car Donations will come and get it for free. We only ask for 2 minutes of your time right now on the phone to get the whole process started. So please help the vets and make this free call now.
800-223-3831. 800-223-3831. 800-223-3831. That's 800-223-3831.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
This is the world that we're in. We're in a world that is so bizarre, it's hard to grasp. It's hard to believe that these people are loyal to societies that are loyal to what I call the dark side. I'll just use it to simply give you a simple thought. Now, presidents of this country, loyal to the dark side, involved in secret societies, who are loyal to the devil, the Rothschild family, the Rockefeller family, they admit it. They are openly members of these type of societies. Presidents of this country, you've heard the Alex Jones, the Bohemian Grove, with the Bushes, with Reagan, I think Clinton was there, loyal to this type of conduct. Then you have the current person running this country in the White House has a daughter, Ashley Biden. She has a diary that was found, investigated, proven to be authentic. This is out of the libertyunyielding.com. And she states last year that she revealed that she used to have inappropriate showers with her father, Joe Biden. And the diary confirmed that it was real. So this type of strangeness only comes from families that are involved in the dark side from generation to generation to generation, which gets me to question the Biden lineage. Who was Joe when he was a child? Was he, was there MK type of programming with Joe? Was there some sort of a trauma, some sort of abuse with Joe? And he does the same to his children. His son Biden is AB normal or abnormal. And his daughter, Ashley, having showers with her father when she's a young girl. So what does this mean about Biden's father, Joe Biden's grandfather? And that just talks about the father's side. What about the grandmother's side? Now we know that George Bush Sr., his wife, Barbara, her father, her real biological father, was Aleister Crowley, the great practicing Satanist out of England. So this world that we're in now, things are being separated as far as the dark side and the lineage of the spirit, the families, the family lineages that are involved in the dark side. And then on the opposite side, there are the people that have godly lineage, have a spiritual, a great blessed spiritual lineage, such as Billy Graham, his grandfather, his great-grandfather. There's lineages. On my Sunday program, I had a guest who's just passed away recently because of COVID. His father was the first to ever speak, the first Pentecostal to ever speak at Notre Dame here in America. His grandfather used to build churches, and he, a third-generation godly person. So you have ungodly and godly. We'll discuss more tomorrow. Goodbye for today. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. See you tomorrow. Have a wonderful afternoon and evening.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley.